This is Rusty Gaffney, and you're listening to Penophile Live. Today I'm featuring Volume 6, Issue 63, dated August 4th, 2008. There were some interesting developments in the Pinot Noir world here over the last year or two, especially with large wineries, and the two that are connected are Jay Vineyards and Winery and Ferrari Carano. Now, Jay Vineyards and Winery was founded by Judy Jordan, who's the daughter of Jordan Vineyards and Winery owner Tom Jordan, in 1986. She started a Méthode Champenois sparkling wine project at Tom Jordan's winery in the Alexander Valley and quickly developed Jay into a marquee producer of cool climate sparkling wine in California. The yellow Jay logo on sparkling wine bottles is instantly recognizable by practically everyone, and personifies the winery's byline, which is, quote, the essence of style. Now, Judy attended Stanford University and received a degree in earth sciences and geology. And so her strong point is soil, geology, vineyards. Her father, Tom, encouraged her to seek a career in wine and inspired her entrepreneurial passion. In 1996, she purchased the former Piper Sonoma winemaking facility in Healdsburg and opened a sumptuous tasting room in 1999. She became one of the first winery businesses in California to offer a food and wine pairing experience to visitors. Now, since its origins, Jay really has fostered a respected tradition in sparkling wine, but the winery's Pinot Noirs, frankly, haven't been that distinguished. They've been okay, but really not in the upper echelon of California producers. I had the opportunity to recently meet Judy Jordan and sampled her 2006 vintage Jay Pinot Noirs. And it was clear to me after speaking with her and her new winemaker that she was fully committed to devoting the winery's resources to reviving the Jay Pinot Noir and Chardonnay program. She has 274 acres of prime vineyard property throughout the Russian River Valley. Much of it is old vines, and so she clearly realizes the potential for Jay to produce world-class Pinot Noir and Chardonnay. The turnaround at Jay really began with the hiring of George Bursick, who was the founding winemaker at Ferrari Carano and spent 22 years there. During this time, he developed considerable respect within the industry and helped shape the modern era of the California wine industry. It turns out he's a close personal friend of Judy Jordan and a godfather to one of her children, so he was a natural choice to lead the Pinot Noir turnaround at Jay. George is an interesting guy. He was raised in Sonoma County and developed his early winemaking skills at Beringer Winery. He subsequently obtained a master's degree in enology from University of California, Davis, with a focus on wine sensory evaluation. His first solo winemaking job was at McDowell Valley Vineyards in Mendocino County, where he spent 9 years. He then joined Rhonda and Don Carano as director of winemaking and had extensive experience with all types of varietals. He says that his experience with Sangiovese there has held him in good stead with Pinot Noir because he describes Sangiovese as Pinot Noir's twin because both of the grapes respond to similar winemaking techniques. George joined Jay in May of 2006, and he immediately has put his imprint on the Jay Pinot Noir program. What he's willing to do is to take certain tacks, certain approaches, certain winemaking techniques that many other winemakers who are of a more conservative nature are willing to do. He really concentrates on supple mouthfeel. He's very interested in making wines with very gossamer tannins. And so he's instituted a number of innovative viticultural practices. These include farming site-specific blocks individually and harvesting them separately, using modern computer technology to profile all of the soils of the estate vineyards. This is really necessary to practice precision viticulture and is not without significant complexity because there are at least 24 different soil types in the Russian River Valley, even more diversity than found in Burgundy. At the winery, he works with 84 separate Pinot Noir lots, 9 different rootstocks, and 15 different clones. The different blocks are exposed to a number of variables, including use of both indigenous as well as rare exotic yeasts, including some Burgundian strains dating to the 1940s. He also uses both indigenous and rare malolactic strains. He employs a variety of punch-down regimens, slow and extended fermentations, unique French Burgundian cooper impression on different wine lots, as well as thoughtful batonnage, that is, stirring the lees during aging. So he utilizes this myriad of variables, and blending them together feels that he creates a more interesting wine than a wine made of only singular components. One thing interesting George has observed is that in Burgundy, in general, the grapes achieve seed ripeness, but not sugar ripeness. That's why the Burgundians often add sugar in the winemaking process. In California, the situation is quite different. Here, there is sugar ripeness without corresponding seed ripeness. So George chooses to destem the fruit and actually remove the seeds from the winemaking process. In this way, he feels that the seed tannins, which are undesirable when unripe and alcohol soluble, are removed from the process. The result is wines that are low in tannin stylistically. He uses a extended cold maceration of the must, and after a 2-week fermentation, transfers the wines to barrel. Here, he employs extended malolactic fermentation proceeding over a 2 to 4 month period, during which time no nutrients are added to speed up the process. The wines are aged in 30 to 35% new French oak for 12 months. Hollis Price is another winemaker at Jay Vineyards and Winery, and she has been there nearly a decade. She continues to oversee and direct all aspects of Jay's sparkling wine production. John Urbay is Jay's viticulturist. He's been in the agribusiness since 1979 and is quite an expert on viticulture. The first fully executed vintage of varietal wines at Jay was made by George Bursick and released in May of 2008. I have tasted the Jay Vineyards Pinot Gris and Chardonnay, and they are quite nice wines and certainly ones to look at on the white side. The Jay Vineyards and Winery Russian River Valley Pinot Noir is produced in a large quantity, over 21,000 cases. And this is basically the flagship Pinot Noir, sourced from many estate vineyards. And this is a wine that you can count on. It's retails at $38, but you can also often find it in stores with significant discount. It's very straightforward, nicely drinking, soft and silky, cherry-driven, with a very subtle use of oak. I also tasted the Jay Vineyards and Winery Nicole's Vineyard. This is a vineyard designate Pinot Noir, much less production, about 1,400 cases. And this is a step up in class and price. We're talking $65. And this is for the real Pinot geek. This is a lovely wine with a very attractive perfume of cherry, compote, herbs, and oak, with an explosion of succulent raspberry fruit and spice, a velvety mouthfeel, and an elaborate aromatic finish. This is really what I call the bomb. I also tasted the Jay Vineyards and Winery Sonoma Coast Pinot Noir. This is even a smaller production, 389 cases, priced at $70. This is a more backward wine, more brooding, highly structured, more black fruits, very prodigious, and a wine to contemplate. The J. Vineyards and Winery Russian River Valley Pinot Noir is in widespread retail distribution. The single vineyard bottlings are sold on the website at the winery and to wine club members. And Jay offers various levels of wine club membership. They have a fantastic visitor center in Healdsburg and offer a number of tasting experiences of both still wines and sparkling wines. And some of the experiences are paired with foods. So I would highly recommend you visit and taste. And I think you'll find that things are looking up at Jay when it comes to Pinot Noir. This website, by the way, is jwine.com. Now, I also had the opportunity to sample some Pinot Noirs from Ferrari Carano. And that may perk up your ears because really Ferrari Carano Vineyards and Winery in Healdsburg is really better known through the years for its Chardonnays, its Fumé Blanc, its red wines, such as Italian varieties and Merlot and so forth. Ferrari Carano was founded in 1981 by Donald and Rhonda Carano. These are second-generation Italian-Americans who have been very successful financially in Reno, Nevada, where they own multiple restaurants and hotel casino businesses. Back in 1980 or so, Don and Rhonda visited California's Sonoma County and fell in love with it. They purchased 30 acres and a house in the Alexander Valley. Actually, they still live in the house when they are in the Sonoma County area. And they started out making wine under the Carano Cellars label and gave their wine out to friends. And finally, they made a serious commitment. They bought 250 acres of prime Sonoma County vineyards in the Alexander and Dry Creek Valleys. They brought on George Bursick to become their first winemaker. They built a winery in 1985. And the first wine bearing the Ferrari Carano label, which was the 1985 Ferrari Carano Alexander Valley Chardonnay, was released in 1987 to critical acclaim. Through the years, Ferrari Carano has dabbled in Pinot Noir. They've produced what's called Rhonda's Reserve Pinot Noir. Turns out Pinot Noir is Rhonda Carano's wine of choice. But finally, a serious Pinot Noir program was launched with the 2006 vintage. Essentially, what they did is they set up a small Pinot Noir winery within the current white wine winery, which is located in Healdsburg. The red wines of Ferrari Carano are produced at the Mountain Winery Estate in Alexander Valley. Ferrari Carano purchased Pinot Noir vineyards in the Russian River Valley and in the Mendocino Ridge area of Anderson Valley. The Mendocino Ridge property is called Sky High Ranch Vineyard, previously called Hayward Ranch, is located about 1,600 feet and about 8 miles from the Pacific Ocean. It was planted in 2003 to Dijon clones and Pomard, and the yields here are ridiculous. How about 0.58 tons per acre in 2006, 0.67 tons per acre in 2007. I have to say the name of the vineyard, Sky High, is quite ironic because the vineyard site used to be occupied by hippies who farmed another crop of some repute. Pinot Noir is also sourced from vineyards farmed by the Dutton family in the Russian River Valley, and most recently, Ferrari Carano has purchased Lazy Creek Vineyards in Anderson Valley. When George Bursick left Ferrari Carano for J. Vineyards and Winery, Sarah Quiter was brought in to direct the white wine program and Pinot Noir production. Sarah told me that she went to college, obtained a degree in biology, and actually got her first job at a marine research facility in Bodega Bay. But this job didn't last very long because she really couldn't stand the smell of fish. The smell of wine seemed a lot more attractive, and she subsequently obtained an internship at Ferrari Carano. Here she fell in love with the excitement of winemaking, went on to get a degree at University of California, Davis, graduating in 2003. She became winemaker at Ferrari Carano in 2006. Frey Crano's making two Pinot Noirs. One is the Frey Crano Russian River Valley Pinot Noir, which has the traditional Frey Crano label. And then the second wine is the Frey Crano Sky High Ranch Mendocino Ridge Pinot Noir, which has a separate, very stylistic label. The Russian River Valley Pinot Noir is relatively inexpensive at $32, and it's quite nice. I've tasted the 2006 and the 2007. The 2007 was a barrel sample, and I think Sarah's got a touch with Pinot Noir. I think the 2007 in particular is going to be quite precocious and demonstrative, and I'm sure a fine wine. The Sky High Ranch is really quite a unique wine. It has a very impressive core of berry and cherry fruit with some interesting sidecars of oak spice and chocolate, a little citrus on the finish. It's richly structured. It will last longer than the Russian River Valley bottling. Has more tannin backbone, which will require a little bit of patience to resolve. This wine's priced fairly at $46 and is one to definitely seek out. The Frey Crano Winery and Gardens in Healdsburg is definitely worth your visit. It's quite spectacular. It's probably the most beautiful winery setting in Sonoma County. There are over 2,000 species of trees and shrubs. You can actually see a cork tree. And I think they told me something like 7 or 8 gardeners are retained full-time to keep the gardens beautiful. I guess Rhonda Carano has a real fondness for gardens and gardening, and so the gardens are a reflection of her love for the outdoors and flowers and plants. The Italian Mediterranean-inspired tasting room is quite nice. It overlooks vineyards. There also is a second tasting room downstairs called the Enoteca, which is a little fancier, a little more luxurious. This is where reserve and vineyard select wines are poured. There's couches and tables to sit around and relax. And the thing that impressed me about Frey Crano was that even though it's a very large commercial operation, the people there are quite personable. They treat visitors very well with sincerity and warmth. They also are freely sharing personal information about the Crano. So you get a feeling when you visit that you actually have met them or know them. And it's clear that the staff have a tremendous amount of respect for the Cranos. So I thoroughly enjoyed my visit and my time with Sarah. I would encourage you to seek out the new Pinot Noir wines from Frey Crano. Now, Sebastiani and Sons is an interesting newer negotiant label in California. Actually, they've had a huge amount of growth, going from sales of 2 million to 8 million cases in 3 years with Don Sebastiani at the helm as board chairman. And what they're trying to do is make affordable wines with marketing aimed at the younger or millennial set of wine drinkers. When you think about it, the millennials amount to about 70 million people. And so this is definitely a group to be recognized. By definition, a negotiant doesn't own any vineyards or winery. It's actually a model that started in France many centuries ago, and it now is becoming more of a hot trend in California. And for some, it kind of has a negative connotation, since finished wines from other wineries are purchased and sometimes blended to produce a finished product. But the fact is, in many cases, the negotiant is actively involved in vineyard management, winemaking decisions at the source. And in the case of Sebastiani and Sons, the winemaker Richard Bruno is actively and has his hands involved directly in the production of the wines. So Don Sebastiani and Sons, the Sons refer to Donnie and August, the three of them started the company in 2001. And there are basically two wine divisions. You have the three loose screws division. This offers Appellation and limited release wines such as Pepperwood Grove and Smoking Loon, Mia's Playground Pinot Noir, and Aquinas Pinot Noir. The second division is called the Other Guys, and this division releases small production labels, including Plunger Head, Hey Mambo, and the Pinot Noir Mobuzz. I recently tasted through all three of these wines, and really, you're talking about inexpensive wines that are perfect for daily drinking, casual meals, picnics. They're fun wines. They have innovative closures. A couple of them are closed with colored new cork, which is a synthetic artificial cork. And one was sealed with the Zork closure, which allows you to just zip off a plastic seal, and the closure can be just twisted off. It actually has a rubber portion that fits down in the neck of the bottle, and so the wine can be resealed with the same closure. The Aquinas really surprised me. It's 37,000 cases. I tasted the 2006 vintage. It's priced at $14, 13.5% alcohol, which is nice. It had a decent perfume, strawberries, cassis, strawberry and raspberry flavors, a little bit of oak toast, had a nice kind of grainy, fuzzy mouthfeel. If I had a nit, it would be that it tended to finish a little bit hot. But when you drink it with food, you don't notice this. And it's a perfectly fine daily drinker and really unbelievable quality considering the huge production and reasonable price. A step up is the Mia's Playground San Giacomo Vineyard Sonoma Coast Pinot Noir. Here you have a little more sophisticated wine, 4,200 cases, priced at $24. It's aged 16 months in French oak, and much more expressive berry and cherry fruit with a hint of herbs, roses, oak, and bacon. Plenty of dark red fruit on the palate, with interesting complements of earth, tobacco, and herbs. Very nicely balanced, nice, clean, and lingering finish. It's a very serious wine for the tariff, and I actually have tried it on three different occasions, and it was consistent. So Sebastiani & Sons are doing some good things, and these wines are widely distributed and readily available. And I know my sons, who are in the 20s, were quite intrigued by the wines and enjoyed the closure and packaging and the crazy names. So I think they're on to something, and I think they'll continue to be quite successful. Finally, I'd like to say I got an email from Jason Drew, who owns Drew Winery, which is located in the town of Elk on the Mendocino Coast. I've been a fan of Drew's wines. He makes both Pinot Noir and Syrah. And he emailed me and was quite proud that he had been named the Wine and Spirits Magazine 2008 Winery of the Year. And that's quite amazing for a small Pinot Noir producer to receive such a distinguished award. Apparently, he will be profiled in the 2008 Annual Buying Guide, which is on sale in mid-October of 2008. At this point, his 2006 lineup of Pinot Noirs is sold out at the winery, but it's still available in some retail outlets. I would suggest you go to the website, drewwines.com, and get on the mailing list, and I don't think you'll be disappointed. I think he's quite a talented winemaker. I like his style, and he's drawing from some very interesting vineyard sources in California. Well, that's about it, and thanks a lot for listening to Pinophile Live. I hope you enjoyed today's show, and I will be, of course, doing Pinophile Live for each issue of the Pinophile, which comes out twice a week at principino.com, and I hope you listen in. In the meantime, if you drink no noir, you pinot noir.